Lisa Bullock is moving into her sixth month as Montana's first lady. The mother of three has continued working since her husband's inauguration as a part-time project manager for an IT company. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says she is still exploring how she wants to use her new title.
Fantastic. Before we get started...
A gymnasium full of elementary students fidgets while sitting cross-legged on the floor.
By show of hands, who can tell me one assembly behavior we should be looking for?
Bryant School Principal Nick Radley helps the students remind themselves of the proper etiquette.
Quiet body. Excellent. James, another one.
And librarian Joyce Franzen tells them about the day's special guest.
And it is our friend and first lady, Lisa Bullock.
Montana's new first lady opens a green-covered picture book, which she reads to the kids with their help.
He would climb up her.
These are good readers.
There is a reason behind all of this. Bullock is the Montana ambassador for this nationwide program from the Scholastic Publishing Company. Scholastic is putting on a contest to keep kids reading during the summer. Certain books apply, the kids log the amount they read, and they can win prizes. It looks to prevent what's known as the summer slide.
Do you have a slide out in your playground?
Yeah.
Slides are fun, and they're good things, but this, the summer slide, is a bad thing.
See, Bullock explains it's a figurative slide.
If a child leaves at the end of a school year, let's say reading at a third grade level, if they do not read through the next 3 months, that could slide back to second grade level, second quarter.
The idea is if you find the incentive to keep the kids reading when they don't have to, you can prevent that loss of skills.
Early childhood education is something that's incredibly important to our administration, and it fit right in.
Traditionally, Montana's first lady takes on a project, a focused effort during the governor's tenure. For instance, former First Lady Nancy Schweitzer worked on getting kids interested in science and math. The First Lady is not an official state employee, but she does have certain resources available to her, like staff from the governor's office. Lisa Bullock says she still has research to do in deciding exactly how she wants to use this opportunity.
Because I'm First Lady by default, really, that my husband wins, I'm hoping that the title helps me leverage what's already occurring, because these people have been doing this for years, and I can't presume to just jump in and figure out that I have all the answers and, oh, we should be doing this and that, because what they're doing is remarkable. But just trying to figure out what's on your to-do list right now, what are you hoping to accomplish in the next 6 to 18 months, what resources do you need to accomplish these tasks?
And she says she would go from there, trying to find out if or how she can help those goals. At this point, she likes this idea of focusing on early childhood education, specifically literacy.
And also anti-hunger.
And preventing hunger, too. She's been looking into programs which provide food to school kids from poorer homes. And that leads us back to Bryant School here in Helena. Again, Principal Nick Radley.
We're approximately 75 to 80% of our students qualify for the free and reduced lunch program.
Scholastic, the publishing company putting on the reading contest, Scholastic gave Lisa Bullock 500 books as the Montana ambassador. Each state ambassador then chooses a school to receive their 500 books. Schools in Montana are smaller, so Bullock was able to split the donation between two schools. She chose the two schools in Helena with the highest number of low-income kids, Central School and here at Bryant.
But time went by, and the boy grew
older.
The Bryant School Library will keep some of their 250 donated books, but most of them will go home this summer with the students for keeps.
Putting books in the kids' hands is such a gift for them to help prevent the summer slide.
A gift delivered by Montana's new First Lady. I'm Dan Boyce, reporting at the Capitol.
A long time, and when he came back, the tree was so... The tree could hardly speak. Come, boy. She...